All right, I'm Jeff, and I'm one of the lead monkeys of this monkey zoo. My name is Jeff. I'm one of the pastors here, and my back went out this week, so I'm having to sit down and be careful and just moving and stuff. So every now and then, you may see me flinch like that, because it's like an electrical shock goes through my back every now and then or something, you know. And I mean, it's just little things. I mean, just turning slightly or whatever, and so. This is a issue that, I don't know, started about 25 years ago. And so every now and then, it just kind of rears its head. And this time, I threw it out, getting up out of my chair at home. I'm not kidding. I was getting up out of my chair. And so I never throw it out when I should, like moving furniture or something of that nature. But it always goes out either putting away laundry. That has happened. Yeah, sure. Or we used to have a dog named Flo. I was taking her to the backyard and went out taking her to the backyard. And so this time I'm getting out of my chair, you know. But hey, before we get into all this stuff, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do adore you. And Lord, just worshiping you with other believers. Lord, what a just incredible experience that we have every week. And Lord, I pray that as we just kind of hone in on some of the things you say in your word and how it impacts our personal life and us as a church body. And also, Lord, for the next 12 months, Lord, I pray that you would speak to our heart. Lord, and may we hear from your spirit today. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you don't already know, we are a new church, and we've only been around for about, I think we're in the fourth month, I think, something like that. And, you know, God has done some incredible things fairly quickly. As Ben mentioned earlier, things have moved pretty quick and a lot faster than we anticipated. And a lot of people are being connected with Genesis. They, you know, for whatever reason, they like what they see here or what they think we're going to be. And we're still kind of unpacking that as we go. We just knew that sometime last year that a new church needed to exist in Genesis. That did some things a little bit differently, not meaning that the other churches are doing anything wrong. That's not what we're saying at all. We just felt like God was calling us to do something new. Now, with that said, what I want to do today is a little bit differently. Oh, before I moved on a little too quick here. Before I move on, I want to say thanks to Sarah, wherever she went, over there. She's led worship today, and Chris Creech, or guy who normally leads worship, he's in South Carolina. With his wife and family and visiting folks down there, and he'll be back later. And so we just appreciate that we got talent like Sarah to come in, step up, and get it done, you know, and so we appreciate that. If you haven't already, the budget that we're putting out is at the Welcome Center, and if you haven't picked one up, pick one up, and on your way out, look it over. What I'm going to do today is I'm going to try to connect three things for us today. I'm going to try to connect your life, Genesis Church, and 2016 all together under four key pillars and four things that we can wrap our ministry around that we're trying to do for 2016. And hopefully this will share a little bit or give you some insight in on where we're headed as a church for 2016 and some things we're working on. And if you have an outline, you'll find it a very beneficial day. I'm looking at various scriptures today. Obviously, if you got your Bible, you can feel free to turn there. But today, we're going to be looking at various scriptures, highlighting some things and connecting it all to Genesis Church and our vision and 2016 in your life. Okay, the four pillars, the first one is this. We're calling connecting. This is how we plan on connecting to the lost and unchurched locally, nationally, and internationally. Okay? So Jesus said this in Matthew 28. He said, "Go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit." You know, even though we're inviting people to come to Genesis, we're going to be a proactive kind of a church. We want to encourage you, equip you to do ministry. We want to be going to where people are, okay? We want to meet them where they are in their life. We're not asking people to get dressed up and to change and to stop doing things before, you know, they can, you know, be welcomed by us. You know, we want to meet where people are. In other words, we want to be a friend to sinners like Jesus. Does that make sense? And we want to equip you to do the same thing if you're not already doing that. Our evangelism structure is based on Acts chapter 1, verse 8, where Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Now, Jesus gives us three major areas of evangelism, and we've structured all our outreach and evangelism around those three major areas. On your outline, you'll see a little chart, and you see it kind of, it's broken down, because Acts chapter 1 talks about being witnesses in Jerusalem. You know, we see that as our city, the local outreach. For us, it's Mexico, Aldrin County. You also see Jesus talking about in Judea and Samaria. Well, we consider that our state and our country. Okay, so we're talking about national outreach. We're talking about Missouri and the United States. And then also Jesus talked about the ends of the earth. There's where we see around the world, international outreach, international missions. And so and what I want to do is I want to walk you through those three areas real quick and how that looks for 2016 and some things that we're doing. The first area is local outreach. Jesus said we would be his witnesses in Jerusalem. Now, this means we're going to try to reach our friends, our coworkers, our classmates, our teammates, our neighbors, people in our world that you see every day, every week, once a month, just people that's, you know, in your life. Now, since we are a new church, we are going to do the following in 2016. We are asking you to continue handing out the invite cards, encouraging people. We got plenty back there. If we run out, we can order more. And we just encourage you to hand those out to folks as you're, you know, when an opportunity comes up. Many of you are doing that. You know, I think already 1,000 or so have already been given out. We ordered originally so far about 2,000. And so, I mean, you guys have given out 1,000, and that's good. As we near Easter, we will be placing a banner at the Clark Street intersection, inviting people to Genesis. Again, this is part of the local outreach and promotion for Genesis. Excuse me. We will begin advertising on the YMCA screens. If you come to the Y, you'll see screens, TV screens around here, and we're going to be placing Genesis Church announcements on those as well. Since we meet at the Y, we thought it'd be good to advertise at the Y. You know, so we thought that'd be slick. All right, we will provide yard signs for you to place in your yard as well to invite people to Genesis. Keep in mind our grand opening, and I don't know of a better word because, I mean, when you look at a crowd like this, you know, we're already opened, okay? You know what I'm saying? But our grand opening, where we go public, if you will, is Easter. Right now, we are in the launch phase, and we're still getting stuff organized and working on dotting I's and crossing T's and making sure that we can function as a healthy church. And also, in 2016, regarding local, we're going to mail out 3 to 4 mass mail-outs. We're going to we have a company that's going to help us with this, and we're going to mail out large postcards announcing the Genesis Church. And it'll go into somewhere between 12 to 15,000 homes in Aldrin County and surrounding area, and we already have plans for that. Throughout the year, we will be participating in community events, for example, like the Trunk or Treat. When we got started last year, we were a little behind the game because of how things got started and how fast things move. And so this year we'll be more organized, and we want to get plugged into community events. Some of you are just already a part of those events, and we're going to try to plug in and partner with you and do some things there to help connect with folks in our community. Also, later in the year, we're going to provide some things like shirts and stuff of that nature that'll say Genesis Church on it in some way. That'd be kind of cool, and you can wear whenever you're doing whatever you do. And hopefully it'll generate a conversation. Now, those are some new church plant outreach kind of things. But really, I want to emphasize this. You know, we can do all the stuff I've just mentioned, but the real core outreach is you personally. People come to know Jesus and they get connected to a local church because they already know somebody. They already trust somebody. So it's really up to you to do the outreach locally. And so, but we're going to provide some other things along with you to help to do that. We really believe that in our community, we can reach that 70% of people that the Missouri Baptist Convention has identified as unchurched. If you don't already know that, Aldrin County is classified as 70% unchurched, meaning 7 out of 10 folks in your neighborhood do not go to church anywhere or they don't know Jesus. So, and that's the group we're after. So that's local outreach. Now, the second area under this connecting, we're wanting to connect locally with the lost, but also wanting to connect nationally. And this is our Judea and Samaria. This is the Missouri and the United States for us. And as a member of the Missouri Baptist Convention and the North American Mission Board, we're able to financially support missions work in our own state and around the nation. And if you don't know, we are a Baptist church, but you know we may not smell like it or look like it or act like it. And we're okay with that. Are looking for a traditional Baptist church, you know, you're in the wrong place, okay? Just want to be up front with you on that. And nothing wrong with traditional Baptist churches, but we're just, again, we're going to do things a little bit differently. In addition to placing, supporting the Missouri Baptist Convention and North American Mission Board, we are going to be taking up an offering every March that will go strictly to the North American Mission work. And the North American Mission Board, they help plant new churches around the nation and also in Missouri. We want to be a new church plant that helps plant churches, okay? We believe that God is working mightily throughout our nation with new church plants in all kinds of communities, and we want to be a part of that. Also, this year we are going to partner with Pathway Church. That is a church in Raymore, Missouri. Pastor is Mike Roy. They are a new church. They got started last year, and we're going to be supporting them in the 2016 as well. And all the stuff I'm giving to you is all in the budget that you'll see. It's all described in there. We will also be supporting Halfway House of Christ. Is it Jim and Angie? I saw y'all earlier. Y'all still back here? Okay. Jim and Angie or Jim or whoever, stand up so some of these folks, because some of these are new folks. That is Jim Clampett. He is, I don't know what, president, leader, boss, head cheese, whatever Angie tells you. They started a prison ministry last year called Halfway House of Christ. They are connected with Prison Fellowship Ministry. If you're not familiar, if you're maybe familiar, that's more of a national organization. We're also going to be supporting them in 2016. And the reason why I'm placing them under the national is because they not only do things here in our county, but they also help with prisons, prison ministry, and families throughout our state. And so we want to be supporting them as well. That'll be another ministry. If your heart connects with that, you know, that may be something you might want to talk to Jim about and that you can help in some other ways. Another area under connecting is national outreach. Here's where, the international outreach. This is where we're going to help with the International Mission Board. The International Mission Board is an arm of the Southern Baptist Convention. They have about 5,000 missionaries around the world. We believe they are one of the best, if not the best, mission organization on the planet. And missionaries are placed in strategic areas and where Christians aren't supposed to be. And so they're able to go, and their network system is incredible. And so we want to support that and helping those missionaries and church plants around the world. And we'll also be taking up an offering from that. They are built into the budget, but also we'll be taking up an offering every December to support that as well. And in the future, as we get more established and get further down the road, I would like to see us begin to make some mission trips and start not just giving and praying, but also going on some of these as the Lord will allow. So that's under the connecting part of our vision for 2016, okay? That's quite a bit, isn't it? I mean, we're talking about a church that's 4 months old, all right? And so we some of the stuff we're already kind of doing, and we just want to fine-tune it and expand on it. And so we're hoping that you will join us in that endeavor to make a difference in our community and around the world. Now, the second area is cultivating. This is another key pillar, another element of 2016. The section on cultivating, this focuses on our ministries that help people grow spiritually. We not only want to reach the lost, but we also want to help believers grow spiritually. And we do believe that we can help people do that by God's grace. We have an intentional strategy, a process to move people through a spiritual growth journey. We believe that, you know, all of us start off as out as seekers, meaning seeking the meaning of life, not necessarily seeking God, because the Bible says no one seeks after God. And so we're always seeking something else. And so God has to intervene in our life. And we believe everybody starts out as a seeker, seeking meaning in life. God gets a hold of us. And then we become a believer and we can go all the way to this, to the what we call the leader. And so, and there's these five stages that we believe people can go through. And we want to help move people through those five stages. If you come to Genesis on a regular basis, you'll hear me refer to the five stages. I'll teach on the five stages from time to time because we believe it's important for you to understand where you are spiritually and also where people you are ministering to, where they are spiritually. And if you come to Genesis Church New Beginnings, the presentation where we kind of give you an introduction to Genesis Church, part of the presentation now includes the five stages of spiritual growth and also a five-step plan to help you grow spiritually. We're going to give you five things that we encourage you to do to grow spiritually. If you're interested, you can come to that or just talk to me. All right, let's take a look at what the Bible says real quick in connecting with this cultivating, because we want to cultivate spiritual growth. We want to plant seeds in your life and truth in your life and just pray for you and help you grow in encouragement. And as Paul was wrapping up some of his comments to the Corinthian believers, he said this, "Dear brothers and sisters, I close my letter with these last words. Be joyful." Okay, can we do that? Can we just be joyful? Is it okay to smile from time to time? Okay, all right. Be joyful. Then he says, grow to maturity, encourage each other, live in harmony and peace. Then the God of love and peace will be with you. Now, God's presence is always with us, but his presence isn't always with us revealed. And there are times where we wish we could experience the love of God and the peace of God at a higher level in our life. And what Paul is telling us, he says, look, to experience this love of God and this peace of God as believers, and he's talking to a church body, to experience it as a church body, here's four things that you need to do. He says, look, be joyful, grow to maturity, encourage each other, and live in harmony and peace. And if you'll do those four things, he says, you're going to experience the love of God and peace within your midst. This is not rocket science, okay? All right, I mean, that's pretty common sense right there. So, but what I want you to circle today is that grow to maturity aspect. Under cultivating, that's what we want to help you to do. We want to help you to grow spiritually. We know that growing spiritually is difficult. If it was easy, everybody would do it. Okay, we get that. We understand that life is a roller coaster, man. You're going in a valley and out of a valley, in a valley, out of a valley. And it's hard to be joyful and to focus on your spiritual growth, and you get distracted and things come up. And you just, and I mean, I don't know how else to say it, but sometimes you just kind of get bored with God. I mean, just like, God, where are you at? You know, and keeping that fire burning is difficult at times because there's always something or somebody trying to put water on that fire for God in your life. And we want to help you grow spiritually and keep that fire alive. So how are some ways that we do this? Well, we're going to provide, as a church, we're going to provide a lot of things, and some of them are Gen Kids. Through Gen Kids, we offer a kid-friendly worship and learning environment. They're in there right now. And Gen Kids is more than just Sunday morning church for kids. Gen Kids is our overall children's ministry. Right now, the primary ministry that we have, again, 4 months into this, is Sunday morning, where you come, drop the kids off, let them do their thing, and they speak God's word into the kids' life at their level in a language that they understand. Also, youth ministry. Through our youth ministry, students are able to meet each week for worship and a life lesson for their season of life, along with the mission, maybe a mission trip down the road, later down the road, and other activities throughout the year. But the key thing for the youth right now is Sunday night. And so, hey, if you're a student and you want to get plugged in with the youth ministry here, you know, they meet every Sunday at Dave and Brenda Wilburn's house, and they're led by Ben. Even though last Sunday I got the privilege of leading them and and teaching them, and they told me it was the best thing they have ever experienced, ever. Yeah, whatever. We did crash eggs on our foreheads. That was kind of cool. Did you hear about that, Ben? You didn't hear about the egg crashing on the foreheads? Oh, man, that's too fast. Good. All right. Cadet ministry. This is one of them. We don't have a cadet ministry yet. We are wanting to get that started this year. We believe that many of the cadets at the Missouri Military Academy, again, this is all about cultivating. This is about helping reach people, but also to grow them spiritually. There are some guys at on campus in the Missouri Military Academy that we believe would connect really well with what God is doing at Genesis. And but here's the thing. We do not have a leader for that. Now, if you are interested in helping with a cadet ministry, meaning lead the thing, okay, you know, build your team and stuff like that, you know, first of all, you're going to need to be a partner with Genesis, okay? You got to get the stamp of approval, okay, if we can put it that way. And then you'll be the contact person to help us get connected with the students and have them bust over here. And also, once we are officially accepted by MMA, we can then also occasionally go on campus for certain things, okay? If that's your heart, let us know. There are some guys over there that were connected with me at another church I used to pastor here in town, and they want to start coming here, but they can't because we are not officially accepted by MMA yet, okay? So if that's your heart, we would love to hear from you on that. Also, we're going to have men's ministry, a women's ministry cranking up. Jim Clampett back there, the same guy, in charge of the Halfway House of Christ, he's going to lead up the men's ministry. Melinda Bastian, she'll head up the women's ministry. Is Melinda in the house tonight, today? I say night because it's kind of dark in here. Okay, she's out of town. Okay, so she's heading up the women's ministry. Those are going to be some things we're going to be starting this 2016. Senior adult ministry. This is a ministry that we don't have, but if you have a heart for senior adults, we would love to have you. We're finding, even though we are, you know, I don't want to, contemporary, modern looking, casual dress, whatever. I don't know however you want to describe what we're doing. We meet at the Y and we have lights and a band. Okay, I don't know what we're doing. But however, we're finding that senior adults, they're liking it as well, okay? They're drawn to this, they love it, and we're wanting to have a ministry for them as well. And so if your heart is in helping with senior adults, talk to me, and we'll see where it goes from there. Now, we're also going to be providing life groups this year. Again, this is all under cultivating. This is one of those pillars in our church would help people grow. A key, one of the major ways we believe scripturally that you can grow is to meet with other believers and talk about what God's Word has to say. You need that in your life, okay? You're only going to be limited in your growth if you're not sitting around in a living room or someplace talking about what the Word says, asking each other questions, wrestling with ideas, how it impacts your life, how it applies. And so we're going to be offering life groups. Now, the first round of life groups is Transforming Church in Rural America. This is really for those during the launch phase. And it's a book it's more like church training, okay, than a Bible study. We're just talking about some things in that book that we're going to implement, and they have some crazy ideas in there that we are looking at, and we just want to expose you to it and let you have a discussion about it and ask questions and talk about it and dialogue about it. If you want to sign up, it's not too late. Ben mentioned this morning, you can sign up out in the lobby. Now, after Easter, after our grand opening, then we're going to hopefully have a full-fledged variety of life groups. So you can kind of choose the subject, choose your group, and kind of pick what your need is in your life at that time. And so we'll have some more life groups coming right after Easter. Okay, that's under cultivating. So we believe that you need to grow spiritually. We're going to provide some ways for all ages to grow spiritually and in various ministries to reach out and help others grow. Okay, 2016, we're talking about Vision 2016. The third thing in Vision 2016, we're calling community. Now, this focuses on our ministries that help people get to know one another and develop friendships. Now, here's the thing. I know that when you come to a church, I don't know if you're like me or not, but here is how I am. I know that when I go to a church for the first time and I'm like on vacation, I'm an introvert. I mean, I know some of y'all are saying, no, you're not. You're not an introvert. An introvert is somebody who likes being alone. I can spend hours by myself, be completely happy. You know, I don't have to be around people. You know, actually, when I get in a large group atmosphere, I lose energy. I don't gain energy. But when I get alone, I gain energy, okay, when I'm alone. So that's what an introvert is. It doesn't mean I don't like people. I love people. I married a person, okay? And then she gave birth to people. Okay, so I like people, but some of us, we have to have help to get to know people and hang out. It's, you know, for example, like this morning, you know, I came in, because I'm back, I just sat down up here in the front, you know, some people came and talked to me, blah, 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 but as I was looking around, I mean, there were some of y'all sitting by yourself, you may have been new to here, and, you know, we have folks who may have came up and talked to you and stuff, but we want this morning to be one of those hangout places where you come, you know, you can hang out in the lobby. Probably not really. It's getting kind of crowded out there. Probably need to come out and hang out here in what we call the cafe back there. And, you know, we have the all-you-can-eat, you know, Golden Corral buffet, you know, thing going on back there in the breakfast. And so, but anyway, you can hang out, get to talk to people, stand around the tables and talk, or sit around the chairs. And we really want to encourage you to use this opportunity just to get here a little early and find people you don't know and talk to them and get to introduce yourself. Even if you're a new person, just say, hey, I'm new. What's your name? We know I'm okay with that. And if somebody walks up to you and you've been coming a couple of weeks and, you know, and you think they should know by now, hey, we're people, we forget, okay? For folks like me, you know, we usually need to have people come up to us because, like, when I go to a new church, I don't know what it is. When I'm here, I kind of feel in charge or responsible or something. And so I'm a little bit more outgoing, but when I go to a new church I'm visiting, my wife and I will go in. My wife is the extrovert. And I'm the introvert. We'll go into a church. I'll want to sit in the back. Yeah, there you go. And I also want to sit in the back. I'll put my stuff down. I'll read the material. If they have a bulletin, I'll read the bulletin, that kind of stuff. And I'll just look around. And my wife, she'll comes in. I mean, we're visitors. You understand? She puts her stuff down, and she says, I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to go introduce myself. I said, you go for it, you know. So she's walking around saying, hey, I'm Pam Stott. We're from so-and-so. You know, we're just visiting, you know. You know, and, you know, she says, we have, and she just starts introducing herself, you know. And that's her. Everybody's not a Pam Stott, okay? I get that. So we want to create an intentional environment where there's areas, environments that you can naturally talk. So we want to encourage that. Now, with that said, right now, because we're new and because we have to rent the Y, we only have it from 8 to noon on Sunday mornings, we're going to have to get creative in creating other times and places for you to be able to get to know one another. And again, one area of getting to developing community is in your life group. That's where you sign up, you go to somebody's house, you sit around, you talk, and get to know folks over a several week period of time, a few month period of time. Also, we'll be able to have events out in the community, like at parks and stuff, where we can hang out. But really, now let me, I want to encourage you to do this. Don't rely on us simply to create the environment for you. Okay, we're going to do our best with that. Take the initiative, you know, say, you know what, I don't know those people over there. I'm going to invite them over to my house, or let's go out and do lunch, you know, together. And so even after church, if you got time, just go do lunch together, hang out, do something together, get to know some people, be proactive in that. Because one of the things that everybody is wanting is that they're wanting new friends, they're wanting to be accepted and be welcomed. And one of the best ways to get that is to know people's faces and names and hang out with them. Does that make sense? Okay. So just I want to encourage you to do that. And so that's part of the 2016 thing about community is we're working on. Okay, the last main pillar in the 2016 vision and also our budget is celebrating. This focuses on our Sunday worship experience. Psalm 100 verse 2 says this, worship the Lord with gladness. Okay, come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Now, most of the corporate worship scriptures in the Bible, most of them, are in a celebrative nature. And the verse that you often hear quoted about reverence and being quiet before God in worship, it says, be still and know that I'm God. Okay? That was spoken to one person when he was by himself in a cave. Okay? All right? Now, when you're, you know, again, the majority of Scripture when it comes to corporate worship, get together, is in a celebrative atmosphere. And so we want to be more celebrative. Okay? So our music will have a tendency to lean towards more upbeat than reflective, even though we will have some of that. But our celebration, this section here, we realize on Sunday morning, this is not just a to-do list on your week. This is a major ministry for Genesis Church and an opportunity for you. This is something that most churches meet every week, like Genesis. This is 52 times a year that we're doing this, where we come together with other believers and we can see other faces and we can worship God together in one voice and we can look into His Word together and kind of align ourselves together under His Word and see that we're not alone in this journey of walking with God. And because I know many of you, you go through weeks that are difficult. Some of you are going through a lot of junk, you know, and you're wrestling with stuff at home, you're wrestling with stuff at work and your finances and your body, and you just kind of got all kinds of crazy stuff happening in your life. And you don't need to come to church and get beat up, okay? The devil's doing that to you all week long. And for some of you, you're doing it to yourself all week long. You know, you're not loving yourself the way you should, because the Bible says you're to love your neighbor as yourself. It's very difficult to love God and love people if you are hating yourself all the time, okay? God made you. He wants you to celebrate Him and what He's doing in your life, and we want to help you experience that every week, every Sunday when you come here, okay? So that's what we're trying to do here on Sunday morning. Now, in this, under the celebrating thing, because Sunday morning is so big and so a major part of our ministry here at Genesis, and as we're developing and growing and stuff, you know, there's just a lot of things that happen. I mean, when you start thinking about it, when you start a church from scratch or you're on the front end of it, and when I say scratch, I don't mean really month four. I mean before the first time you ever meet. And you've got a blank piece of paper sitting on a desk, and you're thinking, well, what's first? You know, I mean, you don't, there's no organization, there's no structure, you don't have anything physical, you know, we don't have any paper, we don't have any paper clips, we don't have any staples, okay? We don't have anything, all right? And we don't have a place to meet. We don't have, you know, all that kind of stuff you think through in the logistics of stuff. You know, obviously the first thing is prayer. You want to pray, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But when it comes to meeting together, it takes a lot of stuff. I mean, you know what makes this happen every Sunday? Well, you do, first of all. Obviously, you guys have been, you know, just giving incredibly, and we appreciate that. And God has provided through you. But when you go beyond money and you just look at what it provides, you know, we're able to rent this place, the communication you have with the bulletin, the connection cards, half the chairs you're sitting in, you know, you've provided, you know, all the banners, the welcome stuff outside, all that stuff. It all had to be ordered. It all had to be bought, you know, all that kind of stuff. It all came from you. And we appreciate that so much. But those little things that make Sunday morning happen, it's sweet when it lines up together. That's part of this celebrating, okay? So when you're looking at the budget and you're going through this, the money translates into an atmosphere of worship, time where we can pray together, teach the Word of God, invite, you know, unchurched folks to this kind of environment. It's all about ministry. Am I making sense here? Even down to the little details of things that may not seem that important, but when you add them up, they're all important. Okay. So what do you do with this? This is a vision 2016 kind of state of the church address, you know, kind of thing. What is the response here? Well, let me give you three ways to respond to this. Okay. First of all is by praying. Okay, now, God made it real clear. Unless God builds the house, the laborers labor in vain. Okay, I want to be honest with you. You don't need God to print a bulletin. Okay, there are groups out there that don't worship God. They print a bulletin for their worship services. Okay, they're worshiping some other god. You don't need a God, you know, to unfold and set up a chair. What you need God for is that for those people, when they unfold the chair and hang out the bulletin, it's all for His glory, and that His Holy Spirit is able to take all the things that we do, handing out the invite cards, ministering to people, loving on people. By His Holy Spirit, you need God to intervene and transform heart. We can set up the chairs. We can put out the welcome cards. You know, I can sit up here and talk about whatever, but I want to tell you, without God doing the serious, deep heart work, it's all in vain. Okay? And I don't want to just come to here every Sunday and go to a life group and God's not at work. And we're going to have to humble ourselves before Him and pray and say, okay, God, we need You to do some incredible things in our life. God, you know, we know what You're calling us to do. You've given us the ability. You've given us the brains. You've given us the resources, the people who help set up and tear down and lead life groups. God, You provided all of that. But, Lord, You've got to do what only You can do, and that is show up and be Yourself, save people, and help people grow spiritually. Does that make sense? And I think one of the key ways that this happens is if we pray. So with that said, here's what we're doing. In the month of January, we're asking you to pick 7 days. Seven. Not all 30 or 31 of them, okay? 7 days, we're asking you to set aside 7 days to pray and fast, okay? Now, we want to encourage you to do the four Wednesdays. And if you can make it to the prayer meetings on Wednesday nights, that's great. We meet at Kenzie's house for prayer. If you can, that's fine. If you can't, we understand that. But we're asking you to pick those four Wednesdays if you can, and then 3 other days. If those four Wednesdays don't work, just pick 7, okay? If you say, well, man, I don't know if I can do a whole day, you know, well, then do half a day 14 times, okay? All right, that gives you 7 days. And so, but we're just asking you to set aside some time this month, just seeking God, praying for Genesis, praying for your own personal ministry, the people in your own life, and just dedicate 7 days, okay? So pray. Number two, we're asking you to provide. If God has laid Genesis Church on your heart, Ben said this very well at the very beginning. If God's calling you to Genesis and you say, man, I'd like to be a part of what God's doing here, man, come on, we'd love to have you. And if that's the case, we're also asking you to be obedient to God and just give, okay? There's a lot, let me back up. We are able to reflect our commitment to God with how we manage our money. Would y'all agree with that? Okay? Now, listen to me. You heard Ben say earlier, those who've been given already, it just averages out. If you guys continue giving the way you're giving, that's $350,000. That's a chunk of money, people, okay? And that's awesome. And I know, and I know that you know, God can do whatever He wants with $1 or $350,000. God does not need our money. You're hearing me here. But what He does want us to do is He does want us to reflect our faith in Him when we're giving. So now, if you're just attending here and you're checking us out, man, don't feel obligated to give at all. But if you feel like God's leading you here and you're wanting to be a partner here and you feel like this is where it is, we're asking you to provide. Not just money, but also provide yourself. Meaning, as we develop some things, we're going to need laborers and workers, and we're going to need servants, and we want to plug you into a ministry somewhere, because we do believe part of your spiritual growth not only is getting into the Word and life groups, but it's also giving, meaning helping others and blessing other people. We want you to be involved in ministry as soon as possible. Praying, providing, and number three, partnering. We want you to be a partner. Again, if God is calling you and you're sensing God, you say, man, I'm liking this. I'm sensing God at work here and He's calling me here. We want you to take the first step, and that is attend Genesis Church New Beginnings, okay? Ben mentioned that this morning. It's very important. That's why we're mentioning it again. It is very important that you come to that. It is up till the last day of December, the what we used to call Genesis presentation, it was just highly recommended to become a partner. Well, now it's required. The elders got together at our last meeting, and we were talking about some changes we want to make. And so if you want to be a partner here at Genesis, it's required that you come. That's one of the steps. Because we want to make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. Okay? You know, and there we will, at that at Genesis Church New Beginnings, the next one is January 7th, we're going to spend about an hour. So far we haven't gone over an hour unless you guys just hang around and talk. We go about 45 minutes to an hour, and we talk about the vision, the purpose of the church, our methods, but also we've added a spiritual growth element to it, to where we're gonna walk you through real quickly five things that you can do to help you grow spiritually, how Genesis can help you, and how you can help you grow spiritually, and we believe it's all biblical and it's laid out in the Word. So we want you to consider that praying, providing, and partnering. Okay. Okay, now, we're about to wrap this thing up, and if the band could just go ahead and come on up while I finish this thing. Next week, we're going to begin, we're going to have our Lord's Supper service for the first time, okay? So we're going to experiment with that in here. We want to encourage you to come back for that. Now, the week after that, we're going to begin a series of messages called Partners Together. And we're going to take a look at key passages of Scripture where the Bible talks about partners, where as believers, we're either partners with one another in ministry, and also the Bible talks about being a partner with God in the gospel. And one of the reasons why we don't use the word membership is because of the emphasis God places on the word partner, okay? And we want you to be a partner with God and a partner with us in ministry. Now, if there's something else going on in your life, the welcome card in the chair in front of you, the welcome card in the chair with you, if you're saying, man, I need to talk to somebody about coming to know Jesus, we don't have an invitation. We don't ask you to come up front. You just can't talk to people in that context. Well, we want to have a conversation with you. If you're serious about, man, I want to know more about Jesus, I want to become a believer, just fill out that connection card. Write somewhere on there, say, hey, I'd like to know more about becoming a Christian. We'll contact you ASAP, set up time to sit down and talk with you. If you feel like you need to talk today, we'll hang around and talk with you, okay? I mean, we're here for you. We want to help you to grow. And so, hang on here. I thought he was trying to get my attention. Okay, never mind. He had his hand up there looking up going, I don't know what you're doing back there, buddy. But if you want to know more about Jesus, fill out that welcome card. If you are here today and you're saying, man, there's something going on in my life. I just need to sit down. I just need to talk with somebody to help me think through some decisions. I'm a mess. My life's a mess. I'm struggling with something. I need to make a decision. I need some counseling. We would love to do that for you as well, okay? We want to do what Jesus did with Nicodemus, sit down and have a conversation. We want to do what Jesus did with the woman at the well, have a private conversation about what's going on in her life. That's how we want to do ministry. We want to make it as like Jesus as possible, because we believe if you make it like Jesus, you know, Jesus is going to show up, okay? You know, he blesses that kind of stuff. And so, all right, now before I turn it over to Sarah and the band here, okay, go ahead and stand. I'm not going to stand with you, but go ahead and stand. Yeah, I'm lazy. I ain't got no stanky back problem. I'm just lazy, man. No. All right, you glad you came to church today? Yes. All right, did you worship God today? Yes. All right, you received from his word today? Yes. You going to do something with it? Yes. All right, are you excited about 2016? Yes. All right, me too. All right, Sarah, finish this up.